Let's Talk. Today I want to reflect on evolution and creation science. As Christians, we affirm this verse for our study today from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Christians often make the mistake of trying to argue the nuances of complex etymology, environmental and scientific points, which we know very little about and are unfamiliar with in discussing it with people that are familiar with evolution. We should stick to some more obvious facts that people have to agree on. For example, here's some facts that people can agree on. Number one, languages. There are approximately 6,500 languages in the world. The languages are so vastly different that one should accept the Tower of Babel's understanding of how languages came about, both in spoken word and written words. The vast differences in languages are worth noting. Number two, ancient construction techniques are a marvel as we stand in awe of those structures that were built millennia ago. People should realize that the Egyptians, for example, were a very advanced culture that simply appeared one day. Archaeologists have not found any pre-Egyptian remains in the culture allegedly evolved from. The Great Pyramids of the Giza Plateau should speak to us about ancient people not being cavemen, but highly sophisticated people. They did engineering feats that we cannot duplicate today. For example, the Giza pyramids are aligned exactly north-south. The three pyramids of the Giza Plateau are lined up exactly with the three stars of the constellation Orion. There's a small hole that runs through the pyramid, from the deep chamber to the outside of the pyramid. In construction of the Giza pyramid, one block was laid every 3 minutes. There's no scrap heap of chips that were being broken off by blocks that were simply handmade by people working with a copper tool. The blocks are perfectly cut square so that no mortar was used between the blocks. The inner sanctuary is solid granite box, and the inner gallery is made up of stacks of 70-ton solid granite blocks. Number three, snowflakes. If it is true that there are no two snowflakes that are identical, then this should point to the infinitely creative God. Here's a few questions to ask an evolutionist. How did the universe create itself? How did life originate? Where did the dinosaurs come from? Where are the millions of transitional fossils in the Precambrian and in the Cambrian layers? We should note that the missing links are still missing. A few other questions. How did the DNA code originate? Where did the universe's original matter come from? And how did life begin? I was formerly an evolutionist. I'd been brainwashed in high school by a teacher who taught us evolution using unproven facts. It wasn't until I became a Christian and began to investigate the things that evolution takes as foundational truths that I saw their truths and theories broke down very quickly when examined with an open mind. I walked away from my research with a strong conviction in creation science. The Bible reminds us that men are easily fooled by false teachers, and they love darkness rather than the light. It takes an evolutionist with a truly open mind to look at the facts of creation and get the true picture of the debate between evolution and creation. When put side by side, it actually takes less faith to believe in creation than it does to wander through unsystematic principles of evolution. You were created by God. You did not come from a monkey. I want to suggest that man was born with a highly intelligent brain that originally was unaffected by sin. That's important. His brain was unaffected by sin. Even after he sinned, his mind was not destroyed, and he passed on to the next generation his unique knowledge. This could be doing things that we marvel at today. These great feats of engineering are leftover effects of a highly intelligent mind, and the principles that passed down from generation to generation until after the Dark Ages, when the effects of sin finally caught up with the human race. The incredible feats of engineering that were built and the skills that it took to build them ceased by themselves many centuries ago, and their exact techniques of how they were used to build buildings remains a mystery. But they leave a lot of room for questions and open doors to wild theories such as the aliens built these structures. The Bible is full of references to God being creator of the universe. Step out in faith and declare that you are committed to creation as creation story is found in the Bible. It is very clear that, quote, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, unquote. Let's pray. Father, we want to affirm our conviction that you created the world and all that we see in it. We thank you for the beauty of creation, for DNA and for languages and different personality types and different types of people and different colors. We realize these are all from you, and we acknowledge, Lord, by faith that you created all these things. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.